Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us today as we spend time around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need.
Very welcome to our Let the Bible Speak broadcast. We pray that your soul would be blessed as we share with you God's precious word through song and through the ministry of God's truth. Let us pray. Let's pray that God will really speak to us through his precious word today. Oh God, our Father, we come into your holy presence in the name of our Savior. We thank thee for the one who is the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort. We know that thou dost have a word for us for every situation. But we come to thee with our praises and with our thanksgiving for the Saviour who is in glory, our great High Priest. And we thank thee that he ever cares for us. We thank thee for the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, which alone supplies the need for every man and for every woman. And so we pray for all of our listeners today and for all of our viewers. We pray that you would touch each heart, that we will hear the voice of God. So now we pray for your help, pray for your grace, we pray for your spirit, we pray for the glory of Christ. In his name we ask all these things. Amen. Today we're going to read from the Psalm number 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen. And we know that God will add his own blessing to the reading of his inspired and infallible word. We're now going to have the second hymn, To Jesus Every Day. To Jesus every day I find my heart is closer drawn. He's fairer than the glory of the golden purple dawn. He's all my fancy pictured in its fairest dreams and more. Each day he grows still sweeter than he was the day before. Today I would like to talk to you about the two ways and the two destinies that are found here in the Psalm 1. This is the opening psalm in the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms is reflective of human experience. It teaches us so much about man, about the heart of man, about the nature of man, about the life of man, also about the eternity of man. And in many ways, the Psalm 1 sets the scene for this entire book. Whenever we come to the Psalm 1, the key word really is found in the first verse and in the first word. And that word is blessed. And the word blessed is actually a plural word. It actually means the blessednesses of the man. So the person that is truly blessed has many happinesses. Happiness, there is a good word. Everyone wants to be happy. Everyone longs for happiness. And this word blessed, it actually means to be happy. And as a plural word, it teaches us how we can have many happinesses. And so this psalm is very much about the happy man, the happy person, teaches us how we can be happy. But yet there is another person here, and that other person is the ungodly person. And his way or her way is very, very different. That is the person that is not happy. And as we think about this psalm today, I would like you to ask yourself, are you truly happy? Do you have true peace? Do you have true joy in your soul? Because the only way to be happy is to know Christ. And that really is where this psalm leads us to. There are two ways. There are two destinies. There are two eternities. On what way are you? What kind of person are you? Are you truly happy? Do you know Christ? And so let's think about these two people that we have presented here. Let's look at the chief character first of all. Let's think about the happy individual. Let's think about his separation. This happy individual, this person that has many happinesses, he lives, she lives a very different kind of life in the world. We read here in the verse 1, blessed is the man, or happy is the man, that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Here is someone who lives a life apart from the wickedness, from the corruption, and from the mindset of society. Here is someone who is not ashamed to be different. Here is someone who stands out as a light in the midst of darkness. There is a progression in godliness, but there is also a progression in ungodliness. And we see this worked out in the life of this happy man. He doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. He doesn't stand in the way of sinners, nor does he sit in the seat of the scornful. You see, the person who loses out with God, the person who lives a corrupt and a wicked life, they walk in the counsel of evil people. Then they stand in their way, and then they sit down with them. They keep company, and they become deeply influenced by the society and by the people that are around them. But the true Christian man, the true Christian woman, stands apart from all of that. There's a word for this. It is repentance. A person who knows Christ, repents of their sin, turns from their sin, has no interest in living the wickedness that is so characterized by the lifestyles of so many in our society. And so the happy person is separated. But the happy person is also saturated. What with? The happy person is saturated with the Bible. That person has a love for God's word. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Here's a person who doesn't just read the Bible just to get by, just to occupy a little bit of time, just to say to himself, I've done what I need to do before God, and that's my reading over for the day, and I can go and get on with my life. This is a person who reads God's word, who thinks about God's word, who meditates upon God's word, who loves God's word, who believes that God's word will change him, will mold him, will make him into the kind of person that God wants him to be. For God's word is the source of our happiness. What a treasure the scriptures are. One of the most famous mutinies in all of history was the mutiny that took place on the English ship Bounty. Lieutenant William Bligh journeyed to the South Pacific with a group of sailors who thought they were going to paradise. But the sailors grew very unhappy and grew very miserable, and eventually the captain's young friend, Fletcher Christian, he actually led the men on a mutiny. And while Bligh escaped, the sailors that followed Fletcher Christian, they ended up traveling 1,000 miles to the uninhabited Pitcairn Island. But the mutineers fell out amongst themselves. On their way to the Pitcairn Island, they had captured women and children, and they had taken these to form a colony. But they fell out amongst themselves, and eventually all members of the crew died except one man, and his name was Alexander Smith. And Alexander Smith found him alone on this island with this little group of women and children, and then he found the Bible, the Bounty's Bible. He started to read the Bible. He started to realize the message of this book is the message that we need on this deserted island. And so he read the Bible to the women and children. And many years later, in fact, 20 years later, another ship called the Topaz landed on the island. It found a happy society of Christians living in peace and harmony with one another, a people whose lives have been transformed by the Word of God. That Bible was taken to America at one stage, and then it was returned to the Pitcairn Island, and it is still there as a monument to the transforming power of God's Word. See, God's Word transforms lives, it transforms society. Let me ask you, do you take time with the Bible? Do you read the Bible? Do you listen out for God's Word? Have you been changed and transformed by the message of this book? We also have the situation of this happy man. Where is he found? Well, he is likened to a tree planted by the rivers of water. So here is a man who's like the tree. I look at trees. I'm amazed by trees. I often think as I look at a great tree, how many people have sat under this tree? How many people have watched this tree? One generation has come, another generation has gone, and the tree is still there. It is a symbol of that which is solid, that which is stable, that which is unchanging in a changing world. It's a symbol of life. And of course, where there are water courses, lakes, rivers, streams, there are trees. That is fertile ground for trees to grow. And the rivers of water speak of the Spirit of God. And if you're to live a happy life, you must live a life that knows the Spirit of God. And the person who is a Christian, the person who is saved, the person who is happy has the Spirit of God within them. You see, we do not create our own happiness. God's Spirit comes within. We are born again through His agency. It's only when we are born again, having that spiritual work wrought in our hearts by God, that we are able to enjoy this happiness that comes from above, because the new birth is life from above. Have you this life from above today? Are you situated as that stable individual? Are you situated beside the rivers of water? And then we also have the success of the happy man. This is a successful individual, and his success is not measured by the materialism that is characterized by this world. His success is measured by his fruitfulness, and this fruitfulness is the yielding of the fruit of the Spirit. These wonderful and remarkable characteristics that set the Christian apart from the people of this world, characteristics that come from the Spirit of God within. Paul talks about them: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Oh, how different society and the world would be if people were all enjoying these blessed fruits of God's Spirit, because this is success at its core. However much we earn, however little we earn, whether we live in a mansion or whether we live in a much humbler abode, it matters not, as long as we know Christ and as long as we have these seeds and these fruits of true happiness in our lives, in our souls, in our hearts. And then there is the security of the happy man. We come to the very end of the psalm, and we discover the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. And that's the security of the person that is a Christian. The Lord knows. You know, that was a great comfort to Job. Job suffered terribly in this world, suffered loss, suffered heartbreak, suffered loss of business. And yet he said, he knoweth the way that I take. God knows. God understands. God's in charge. God's controlling everything. God's my heavenly Father. I don't know what suffering you're experiencing today, what difficulties you have, what fears you have. I know that in every home and in every heart, there are troubles and there are trials. But the Christian is one that knows that God knows him, that God knows her. God is there in the midst of all of the darkness. That's what it is to be truly happy in this world. And so we are looking at two ways and two destinies, two ways and two eternities. And one way is the way of this happy man, the way of this godly individual, the way of the Christian. What of the other individual that is here? The individual that is simply called in verse 6, the ungodly individual. The individual that is also called in verse 1, the sinner or the scornful. This is the other type of person. And what can we say about him? You see, there are only two kinds of people in this world. There are many nationalities across the world, different racial backgrounds, different languages. But whenever it boils down, there are only two kinds of people. Those that are godly, those that are ungodly, those that are saved, those that are unsaved. And if you're not a Christian today, if you're not saved, well, sadly, you're characterized by this person that is known as the ungodly person, the person that does not know God. And if the Christian is the happy person with many happinesses, so the person that's not a Christian is an unhappy person with many unhappinesses. Is that your position today? The identity of this unhappy person is a person that does not know Christ, never been to Jesus for the cleansing power, never bowed the knee before the Son of God and cried unto him for salvation. Is that you? And this person is unstable. This person lives with a terrible instability. And what is the instability? Well, we read in verse 4, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. And there is the contrast with the godly person, with the happy person. The happy person is a person that's like the tree, so solid, so stable, by the rivers of water, bringing forth the fruit in the season. The leaf isn't withering or fading away. Beautiful picture of the Christian life. But the ungodly person isn't like the tree, like the chaff, like the dust, like that which is left over from the harvest, which the wind just drives away. And that's a dreadful picture, and it's a picture of judgment. Picture of judgment. Christ talked about this in Matthew 3, verse 12. Whose fan is in his hand. John the Baptist said, writing of Christ, speaking of Christ, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. And there we see the great separation of the day of judgment. The wheat, God's people, being gathered in at the last great harvest, but the ungodly being driven away into judgment. Oh, there's little in this world. There's little in this world for you. In fact, there's nothing in this world for you if you don't know Christ as Savior. Boris Becker was a great and famous tennis star, household name. He said this, I had won Wimbledon twice before as the youngest player. I was rich. I had all the material possessions I needed. It's the old song of movie stars and pop stars. They have everything, and yet they are so unhappy. I had no inner peace. I was a puppet on a string. And that's indicative of so many people in this world. They strive to achieve what they desire to achieve, and yet there's an emptiness there, because there will always be an emptiness there if you do not know Christ as Savior. It is so necessary, it is so important that you know the Lord as your Savior. Edmund Hillary, who conquered the mighty Everest. It is said that Abba Ibn, he wrote in his autobiography about a conversation he had with Hillary. And Ibn asked Hillary what exactly he felt when he reached the peak of the highest mountain in the world. And Hillary said there was a sense of desolation. What was there now left to do? It seemed that he conquered everything. What was left? There's a dreadful insecurity, as well as an instability. There's an insecurity. Oh, to be insecure in this world. The Christian has security. Secure in Christ. Him that cometh to me, I will never cast out. The ungodly has a dreadful insecurity. Knowing that you just travel through life, and then you come to death, and then comes the end, and then comes eternity. Lost forever. Oh, there's nothing more dreadful than this. This psalm simply ends with the word perish. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. We know that we are all a dying people. We're traveling down the valley one by one, our faces toward the setting of the sun. But we're a dying people because we are mortal. But the Christian knows that there is an immortality in his or her soul. And there will be a great resurrection day when this body of clay will be raised up and made a glorious body like unto Christ. That's the great hope. That's the great hope. But for those that don't know Christ, death is worse than physical death. There's eternal death, separated from God consciously throughout eternity. That's what perishing means. The way of the ungodly shall perish. Oh, don't be a perishing person today. What way are you on? And if you're on the way of the ungodly, turn your steps heavenward. Turn your steps to Christ. Where you are today, simply lift your heart to the Lord and say, Lord, save me. Save me. Forgive me. Wash my sin away. And those that come to Christ, I can promise you, on the ground of God's word, because the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I thank you so much for taking this time to join with us. Let's pray that God will bless his word to every heart. O God, our Father, we come into your holy presence in the name of our Savior. We thank you for your word. Thy word has many encouragements, and yet thy word has many, many challenges. And we pray for those that know thee not, that thou wouldest turn them to you. And for those that do know you, may they be comforted with this great assurance. The Lord knows their way. The Lord knows their path. The Lord's eye is upon them, and the Lord loves them. And so we pray that you would be with us now. Write your truth upon every heart and every soul. For Christ's sake, amen.
Thank you for spending some time with us today around the Word of God. For further information, visit our website at ltbs.tv. We look forward to joining with you next time as we seek to let the Bible speak once again.